Rav Meir of Nachman. This is not like the shaila we had before, that Rav asked from Rav Nachman that what's going to be the law for the Yomar. If a husband gives his wife a get and says like this, Hayoim iyat ishti, I want this get to be good for today. Today you're not my wife. Olamacharat ishti, but tomorrow you should become my wife again. So we had before, the law we came out was that kivun the ifsik ifsik, that since he gave her a get, once the get was chal one time, so ma'isa the get is good l'yelam. So even though the ma'isa the get is good l'yelam, but still l'chatchila we're not semich on that, and therefore you're supposed to write inside the get that l'olam you want this get to be mat to your wife forever. Then the Mishnah said, gufer shtel shal get shichur. When you want to give your Rebbe Tinani a get to be meshacha to free him, what should be written inside the get, inside the shtar? The main thing is Hareat Bas Chorin, that you are now a free person, a free daughter, or else Hareat Liatzmacha, you are to yourself. In other words, up until now you're an Eved, you're a Shivcha, you belong to me. Now I want to go and free you. This is the Lashon, this is the way you do it. Gemara says Iskin Rav Yehuda Vishtar Zivini, the Avdi. Rav Yehuda made a takana that whenever you want to sell your Eved, not to free him, but you want to sell your Eved to somebody else. So how, what kind of shtar, what should you write inside that shtar mechira? So he made a takana like this, that you're supposed to write inside the shtar zivini, the avdi, that avdo dinan, this Eved, my Eved, mutztak li avdoi, he is like a good Eved. So Rashi says, l'avdo means dinoi posuk li avdus, shein shum ira b'mechira. There's nothing wrong with this sale. Nobody's going to come and argue to say there's something wrong with this sale. This is a good sale that I'm selling him now for work. Ulpotir v'otir mincherure. He is freed from any type of other freedom. That we'll soon see. I mean, the min alule and min arure malkum achusa. That the king and queen has no claims against this Eved. In other words, he's a complete Eved that could be sold. The king and queen have no ties upon the servant to say that after I sell it to you, they'll come and take it away. No. Vaita urishum the injish loisi alayu. And there's no rishum, there's no mark from another person upon him. In other words, nobody has any claims against the servant. O menuka mikomum, he's pure and clean from all type of blemishes. O minshchini, has no boils on him. The Nothic ad Titztoher that comes out from Titztoher. So Rashi says, Beloshen Parsi Shteshonim. That means, like, for the next 2 years, I guarantee you, there'll be no boils, no shin that would come out. By the Kamri, Simfum, the Avodim, Rakhino, that's something else here. A Kopan, right now, he's saying that, like, for the next 2 years, you guarantee that it has no mum and he has no shin. Yeah, Chadis Viatik, not a new one and not an old one. Now the Gemara Stam says, Maya Susei, but let's say you have an Eved that has a shin, has boils on him. What's the medicine to cure, to take away these boils? The Gemara says, Amar Abaye Abaye says, Ginvara, some ginger, Rashi Zangvil ginger, or Marsucha, Rashi says, Psoila Siga Kesev, the parts of when you shine silver, the what's called the dust of silver. And when you cut out the silver out of the mountains, so some dust comes out, the dust of the silver, the chala, the chamra, and the vinegar from wine, omashcha, the zeis, and you have to use some oil, olive oil, the nafkid, chiyura, and neft, white neft, the shayfalei, and you should smear this on the yeved, the gadfa, the avza. On a goose is gadfa on the wing of a goose. That's what you should use to smear this type of medicine upon the boils of your Eved. This is the way to cure these boils. Mishnah says like this now. Shloisha gitin psulin. There are three types of gitin that midirabonin is possible. You're not allowed to use this get. But the amnistis of lad kosher. But if she got married and they had children, we say the children remain kosher. We did not make the kids into mamzerim. Whereas dad's father, Rabbanu, did not go to say the get is still possible, but then we look as if the get was kosher. What are the three cases? Kosav diksav yodai. If the husband wrote the get with his own handwriting, and no edim signed it, there's no edim on the get, just the husband's the Baal's writing itself. That's called Sav Yodai. And Rashi speaks out even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that holds you need Eidei Chasima, that we have to have the Eidim in the get itself, and here there are no Eidim signed at all. Still we hold that Ksav Yodai is very good, because the Ksav Yodai is a get like Atzma, it's like Rashi says, the Ksav Yodai Kimei Eidim Dom, it's like 100 Eidim. Like he has his own signature, like an IOU, it's like 100 Eidim. Rashi says, therefore, even though there's no Eidim, Sira, no Eidim, that this is good, like Remeya, this is called Eidei Chasimikarsi. Rashi says, Alakiva and the Kostik Sav Yodahu, since the husband wrote up this get, the Kostav and Nosav Karinabe, that's the key of what the Torah says. The Torah says, when you give a get to your wife, the Torah says, the Kostav and Nosav, you're supposed to write up the get and give her the get. So if the husband himself wrote up the get, and then he himself gave it to her, that's kosher, that's called a good get. That's one case, that midiraisa the get is good, just midirabbanan, though it's possible. Midirabbanan, you're not supposed to use such a get. Now, v'yein olav eidim, because of the other, this is one thing, because of the ksav yodav, v'yein olav eidim. It was his own signature, his own writing, but no eidim. Another case is, yesh olav eidim, no, you have two eidim signed in this star in the get, but v'yein boisman, you have no zman, you left out the date. With Rabbanim, we had a sugi before, a takonis, you have to have a date, the zman, the get was written, so with Rabbanim, the get is posel, but if she remarried, the kids are kosher. Now, in the third case is, yesh by zman, you have the date, the get was written inside it, but v'yein by yelo eid echot, you only have one eid signing on the get. Still, harei elu shloisha gitim sulim. These are three gitim that are psulim with Rabbanim, and therefore, v'yim nisay sablad kosher. If she does use this get and remarries because of it, but the abbot we say the get was good and the kids are ksherim, they're not mamzerim. So Gemara will be medayik why it says two times, the double osh in the ratio and the sefer. Like it starts out, shloishi gitim sulim, and then it ends off again, harei elu shloishi gitim sulim. These are three gitim sulim. So what does it say twice for? But the third case is, you only have an eidechot. Which again, it's a kasha, why is a good midiraisa? If you hold like Rabbi Meir Shiti, you need Eidei Chasima Karsi, where are the two Eidim? So Rashi says, one shot is again, we're talking about a ksav yodai. We're talking about where the husband himself wrote this shtar. So therefore, midiraisa it's good, because the husband wrote it. But the chiddush is, even though you also have an eidechod, still you should know midirabbanan though this get is possible. And that's the chiddush of the second case, the third case of the Mishnah. Now the first case of the Mishnah is, if you have no Eidim, just have Ksav Yodah, the signet, the writing of the husband, so midiraisa the get is kosher, but midirabbanan though is possible. And then it says a third case, even when you have Ksav Yodah, but even though you also have one Eidechot, still midirabbanan the get is possible. Midirabbanan, you can't use this get until you have two good Eidim signing on it. But Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Afa Pi Shein Olav Eidim, the blessed Shita is, even though there is no Eidim in the get at all, and not even the Ksav Yodah either, Ela, but rather, She'nosnu lo b'fnei Eidim, as long as the get was given over to her in front of two Eidim, is kosher. That's called Eidei Nisira Karsi. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, he holds always, you don't need Eidim to sign in the get midiraisa, it's enough the fact the get was given over in front of two Eidim. And the v'goyvim v'nechosu m'shabodim, we have less of Shitra is posh even for get shtare mammon, even for money shtaris. Also, it's called the good shtar that you could collect your money even from a shabodim, from property that was sold already. Why? Because the less of Shitra is, she'ein ha'edim chesmim ala get elim of netikin oilim. It's only the rabbonim dika takonim with the rabbonim that edim should sign on the get, on a shtar. Because midi yiraisa, you don't need edim at all in the shtar. Midi yiraisa, it's enough. Edim is sira karsi. As long as it's given over in front of two Eidim, that's enough. True, midirabbanan, there's a takana that you should have Eidim signing on it, that you'll be able to prove it later on, that maybe the Eidim Isira will die, and then you'll have nobody to prove it. So midirabbanan, you should have Eidim signing on it. But it's only midirabbanan, midiraisa, bless hold, that gets his kosher with Eidim Isira alone. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Suleka, like only these three cases say the get is possible and no other cases. There's no other gitim that absulim mechatchila and the vlad is to kosher. I've we just had before Mishnah on Nafayin Tes that get yoshan. If you wrote a get to your wife, and before you gave it to her, you live with her. That's called the get yoshan. I'm a drabon and the get is possible. And if she gets married, the kid is kosher. So the Gemara says, hosom loitetze. There it's better. There, if she gets married, even before she has children, we say loitetze. She doesn't have to get divorced again because of that get yoshan. But hocha teitze. But here in our Mishnah, if she remarried, right away we tell her to get a get, we tell her to be teitze, to go away from the second husband. It's only that if she has kids from the second husband, then we say the kids are not mamzer, the kids are ksherim. But before she has kids, we would make her be teitze. So Mara says that depends. We'll soon see a samachlekes later. That's good according to the man the yom that learns Pshan now Mishnah, that the vlad is kosher only when she has a child. But before she has the child, the din is teitzei. If she come to Bezdin, Bezdin will tell her you have to receive a second get. You have to go away from your second husband. We have to look as if this first get you received is no good. Elo l'man diyama, according to the man diyama. Hochul loy teitzei, if you learn according to the man diyama, even in our Mishnah over here, that the din is loy teitzei, not only she has a child, as the kid kosher, but even if she just remarried. Also we say, since me the rice of the get was kosher, we let her stay remarried, since so, what's the difference? Why do they only say three? There's a case of a get yoshin also. Michael Mema, why did our Mishnah say the case of a get yoshin? Gemara says, yes, there's a difference. Over there by a get yoshin, the halacha is that if the husband lived with his wife before he gave her this get, after he had it written up, he's not supposed to use it. But there we say, if the husband didn't listen but used it and gave it to his wife, once she received it, now l'chatchila, she's allowed to use this get and remarry. In our Mishnah, though, that's for sure not. For sure, if she received one of these three gittin, lechatchila she's not allowed to remarry. We're only saying there's a man diyoma that said that if she did remarry, then we say loitaitse. But lechatchila she cannot remarry. So that's why it's good that our Mishnah does not say another case of get yoshon, because there we hold, once she received the get, then lemaise she could remarry lechatchila. So where's the question over there? Still more. Veika get korach. There's the bold get that we had before. When a kohen gives a get to his wife, as the kohen was supposed to write a few lines, then fold it over, then have an 8 sign on it. Then write another few lines, fold it over, another 8 sign. And you say that every fold you have another 8. So what's going to be if you have a fold that 8 did not sign on it? So that the tchil of that get is possible. That's a psalm of the rabbonin. So why did our Mishnah say a case of a get korach, a bold get like one of the folds, does not have its eidim sign on it, 1/8 sign on it. So my answer is, hosom avlad mamzer. Over there, no, a get korach we hold, it's even possible to the yevet, if she remarries, the kid she has is a mamzer. But hocha avlad kosher. But now, Mishnah, these three gittim, the Mishnah says clearly, if she does have children, the kids are kosher. So my son, that depends. Honichal, Rabbi Meir. That's good if you learn over there by get korach, the get is possible, and the kids are mamzer. The yom that says his klal always is klal mishanim, but there's no one coming to get enough like mamzer. Anytime you made a difference from the way the chamu masakin to get, even though it's only with the rabbonin, the kids are mamzer. Elu the rabbonin, ma'ik l'meimba. But according to rabbonin, what do you say? There's according to rabbonin, by get korach, the kid is not a mamzer. So according to the rabbonin, why does now Mishnah also say get korach? So the Marin says, hosam teitzei, hochol teitzei, they're the opposite. Over there, by get korach, the din is teitzei. If she does remarry, we tell her to get a get. Here we say the loy teitzei. Here, if she does remarry, we leave her. So Moshe says, no, that depends. Holich leman diyamach loy teitzei, that we leave her. Elo leman diyamach the hocha teitzei meikle neima. But we say over here also, the din is teitzei. It's only if she has a child that the kid is not a mamzer. But before she has the child, we tell her she should be teitzei. Since so, here it's teitzei, and by get korach it's teitzei. So why doesn't our Mishnah also have the case of a get korach? And if the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, the mekusha lo kamari. Such a type of a get, it's a modern get that you have different folds, and every fold you need another 8 to sign, is not shchiach. So our Mishnah is not talking about that type of a get. Our Mishnah is only talking about normal gittin. By normal gittin, these are three psulim you have. But a new type of a get called mekusha, that we're not talking about. You have to get mekusha, that every fold you have to have another 8 sign on it. For the Gemara, I v'ikah shalom alchus. We had a Mishnah before. If you put the date of the wrong kingdom, not the king that you're living in, but to the wrong kingdom, also the get is possible with the rabbanim. So Gemara says, "Hosam de teitzei." There, even if she remarried, we tell her to be teitzei. Hosam de teitzei. Here, these three psulim, we don't tell her to get a get if she remarried. So again, it depends. Only Chlaman the Yom Achol Teitzei. El Laman the Yom Teitzei Michael Neimer. If here and there both have the same halachas as Teitzei, so why don't we say here also Shalom Achus? Now the Gemara Hosam Avlad Mamzer. There no, there by Shalom Achus, if he used that get, they should be married and have kids. The kids are Mamzerim. Hoch Avlad Koshus. The Gemara says no. Halichal Ramei. That's only good according to Ramei again. That says over there, Kol Mashan of Leshet Ocham Begitin, that Avlad is a Mamzer. El Rabbonim Michael Neimer. But according to Rabbonim Shita, there also the kid is not a Mamzer. So here our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. So the kid is not a mamzer here and there. Why isn't that case in our Mishnah, a case of Shalom Malchus, where you wrote it to the wrong king, the date of the wrong king? So Mora says, look and look, Rabbi Meir. For Hosam Avlad Mamzer, Hoch Avlad Kosha. That Mishnah will learn and go according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, over there, Rabbi Meir says it's called Mishanah Mimatash Tavachom Megitin. Therefore, there the Vlad is a mamzer. Here in our Mishnah, this is not called the case, you are Mishanah Mimatbeya. That that if you have a tzav yodai, that's not called your mishana. You just don't have the two edim. But me the right to know it's kosher. That if you left out the date altogether, mashmas is not called the mishana. You just don't have the date. So here, even according to Rav Meir, the get is kosher. The kid will not be a mamzer. Only over there where you wrote the wrong type of a thing in the get, that's worse. That's called your mishana. You made different from the takona, the way the rabbanim made it. Their takris word. There we say the get is impossible and the kid's even a mamzer, according to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. Now the Gemara explains. Minyana Dereish. Again, we said our Mishnah says a double lashon of three. The Mishnah says three gitim of sulim, and then it ends off, harayelu shloshi gitim sulim. Why does it say twice, three and three? The Gemara says, Minyana Dereish, the first part of the Mishnah says shloshi gitim sulim, lamute mai, what does it exclude? Or minyana the seifel of mutim mayim. The last one it says a re'elu shloishi gitim. What does that come to exclude? So Mora says yes, both come to teach us exclude something. Minyana the reishel of mutim hani damoran. All these last cases that we just said does not fit into the Mishnah. A get makusha, a get karach. No, those cases don't fit in. Minyana the seifel. What is the end? A re'elu shloishi gitim. What's the elu? These three and not something else. Lamute hod the tana. That's what we learned. Hanei v'getum dinas hayom. If a shliach brings a get from over the yam, and nosnula, he gives it to her, and v'loy omle did not say to her though, that the corner of b'fona nechtam, if the shliach did not tell the wife, b'shas giving her the get, that it was written b'fona nechtam, the din is yoytse, and she uses that get, it's no good, she has to go out from the second husband. V'yavlad mamza div Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So Mishnah means to exclude that case. V'chomar m'chom say no, ain't Avlad Mamzer. No, the case there, the Avlad is not a Mamzer. Kate said, Yasa, what should we do in such a case? Push it. Yitlenu himenu, just take the get back from her. The Yasa of Yitlenu, give it over to her again. The Fneishnaim in front of two Edim. The Yaimer, and now say clearly, that the Fornanek, before the Nechtam. So it means to exclude that case, like over there, either the get is possible to garner and the kid's a Mamzer, or else nothing. If you gave it to her and you did not tell her at the time, the Fornanek, the Yitzer is just take it back. And give it over to her again. So Kit said, that's not a case of our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, these are the three gittin that remain psulim. Now, the first case is, Kosav diksav yodav yein olavedim. If you have a get, that the husband himself wrote up the get, and there are no signatures on the get, still the get is kosher midiraisa, it's only possible with Rabbanim. So Amar Rav says, Ksav yodoy shaninim. That a Mishnah means Ksav Yoda, that the husband wrote it. So Gemara says, Ahai, on which case are you talking about? Ilai Maresh, if you want to say that's Pshan, the first case of the Mishnah. So Pshita, the Gemara says, what do we need you around for? Ksav Yoda, Katana, the Mishnah itself says, we're talking about there's a Ksav Yoda, Vien Elevadim. So the Mishnah itself says clearly the husband wrote the gift. Like, what do we need Rav for? What is Rav teaching us here? V'yela Mitziyosa. Elamai, now we're going on the middle case. The Mitziyosa. Then what? There, of care, the Mora says, Harei Yeshul of Edim. The middle case is that you have two good Edim signed on the get, just you left out the Zman, the date of the get. So what does that got to do with Ksav Yodoy? Why should you have to have Ksav Yodoy over there? Elo HaSefer, rather, let me say the last case. That what Yesh by Zman, V'yein by Yeli Edechot. That's Rav Chiddush. The third case is, true, you have the Zman written on it, but you only have one Edechot signed. That's Takakasha. That the Mishnah's mashma is only possible with the Rabbanan. But with the Raisa though, the get is kosher. The question is, why is the get kosher with the Raisa? If you only have one aid signing on the get, one aid means nothing. You have to have two aid always. So why does the Mishnah say it's good? That's what Rav is adding on. The reason why the Mishnah holds that Midiraisa is good is only possible with the Rabbanin, because we're talking about even in the last case also, it's the Ksav Yadai. The husband wrote up this get. So Midiraisa, when he writes it up himself, that's like an IOU, that's like two Edim. That's like a Dois Badin Kimedim Domi. That's why Midiraisa is good. And the Chiddush is, even though you also have an Edechit signed on it, still Midirabbanin is possible. That's what Rav has been explaining. The Seif of the Mishnah. Now, the Dafka.